Roger, how about you're now dictating clamp node on Alejandro Ramirez, Alejandro Ramirez, Ramirez. Birthday 9/25/74. Dictation. Office is at 3/14/25. Patient presents for refills and review of lab results. Had a lab last month with ultrasounds. The history, the past history of diabetes mellitus. Ms. Shearer reported over 400 8 months ago when first diagnosed. Was on medications given in Mexico, but has been off of them for the past few months. Had recent lab work with an A1C at 10.4 and has been getting, has been checking blood sugar at home. It was 199 before on lab work. Now is running at 179 without change. Advised to reduce diet and try to get sugar lower last visit without weight loss. Past history of recent Bell's palsy a few weeks ago, given cyclovir and prednisone, maybe cause of elevated blood sugar today. Again, told pre-diabetic, so he says, in Mexico, his blood sugar greater than 200 at that time. With metformin for a month or so, ran out and had to wait over a month for refills, so no subsequent care until coming here. Social history works with gas at fill stations, family history, both parents with diabetes, mellitus, physical exam, general appearance, not too distressed. Yet eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, next level without masses, lungs, two off the chest percussion. Heart, rhythm, without murmurs and gallop, having soft adagomalia tendons, back skin, extremities, neuropsychiatric, has slight paresthesia to right face. Blood sugar in the office was not able to attain blood sugar blood sugar in the office was, the final diagnosis is diabetes type 2, uncontrolled, recent Bell's palsy, advised to increase dose of metformin to 1,000 milligrams BID, advised to stop Medrol that's taken in Vancyclovir, to finish Vancyclovir. Advised to continue to monitor blood sugar in the follow-up with 1 month for further evaluation. With continued diabetic diet with weight loss. Thank you, Dr. Halmedier.